Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week. And in the second Aliyah of Parshat Achrimot, we have seven psukim. This Aliyah continues from the last Aliyah. We began hearing about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and in this Aliyah, we continue hearing about that. Blood from the bull and the goat that were shechted is applied to the Mizbeach. The Kohen Gadol does vidui on the goat that is still alive, and that goat is sent out as described in yesterday's FMT. The Kohen Gadol dips in the mikvah, and the rest of the Avodah from Yom Kippur will be completed, God willing, in tomorrow's Aliyah. As discussed in the last Aliyah, in today's Aliyah as well, we hear about the sending of one of the goats out of the Beis HaMikdash into the desert. The Torah says in our Aliyah, in Perek Tet Zayin Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that a specially appointed person, an Ish Iti, a man who was readied and prepared for this job, was sent out to the desert with this goat. And the Mishnah in the sixth parak of Masachas Yoma tells us that various booths, sukkot, were set up along the way to give this Ish Iti food and water if he needed it, and people used to escort him from booth to booth. Not only that, but the Mishnah says that not just anyone escorted him, but Miyakirei Yerushalayim, the prominent people of Yerushalayim, would be the ones to walk with him out of Yerushalayim to that first booth, to the first sukkah. Aaron Yaakov Greenberg, who died in 1963, writes in the fourth volume of his Sefer Iturei Torah, on the top of page 98, that this idea that the special people of Yerushalayim would escort the Ish Iti out of the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur sends a very special message for you and for me. These prominent people choose to accompany the Ish Iti towards the desert, rather than be in the Beis HaMikdash, rather than leave him to go out by himself, rather than let him feel alone, they leave the Beis HaMikdash and make him feel part of the team. That, says the Iturei Torah, shows us and teaches us that chesed to someone else is even more important than the avoda on Yom Kippur. Not only that, but these people are called Yakirei Yerushalayim, the prominent ones, the special people in Yerushalayim, so to speak. They could have sent anyone else to do this job, but no, they went out themselves to make the messenger feel special and to make sure he does not feel lonely or insignificant. Really an incredible idea. I thought that perhaps one can suggest that we can learn another lesson from our Aliyah and the Ish Iti and the Yakirei Yerushalayim who accompanied him. Look at the whole situation from their perspective. The Ish Iti and the Yakirei Yerushalayim want to be in the Beis HaMikdash. It's Yom Kippur. They want to see the Kohen Gadol in his finest clothing. They want to see him going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They want to see and experience the two goats. They want to see the red strip turn white. They want to experience the Beis HaMikdash in all its glory and the Shechina in all its splendor. But they will not. They'll be walking all alone out of Yerushalayim, and they're going to miss all the action. And the Ish Iti, he keeps going. At least the Yakirei Yerushalayim get to turn around and go back to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Ish Iti, he misses it all. He'll be out of town. And if he needs to, he even eats on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah said that the sukkot that were set up along the way to give for him had food and water if he needed it, if the Ish Iti needed it. But if he didn't want, but what if he didn't want to eat or drink? He didn't want to, but it's Yom Kippur. And what is a message that we can all learn from this? Sometimes in life, we find ourselves all set up for a spiritual experience. I'm not even talking about a physical experience. I'm certainly not talking about a negative thing, a bad thing. Sometimes we're all geared up to go to shul, or to fast, or to have a Pesach Seder, or whatever it is. But we realize sometimes that that is not our job. Maybe a sick person, chas v'shalom, who the doctors determine that he or she must eat on Yom Kippur. And they say, no, I don't want to eat. Or picture a young parent who's at home on Yom Kippur with their two-year-old playing chutes and ladders or old maid. They love their child, but they want to be in shul. Again, the answer is no. Your job is to do something else. Your job is to be somewhere else. Imagine a soldier on guard duty, maybe driving on Shabbos when needed. They would rather be at home. or on base or in shoal. But no, their job is to be there doing that. In these cases, they are the Ish Iti, and the other people who accompanied him, like the Akira Yushalayim, they also didn't want to be doing this, but this is their job now. This is what they are being asked to do. This is their avoda. And the message here is that serving Hashem is not about me doing what I want. Serving Hashem is about me doing what Hashem wants, even if it seems like I'm doing less. Have an amazing day, everyone.